want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information. Ask me for love, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Common sense is not so common. Isn't that interesting? After what Bob Griswold said in the first hour, idiocracy has become a documentary. I have to chuckle at that. But maybe we should be saying there on the front of the show, idiocracy is very common. This is the Illumination of the Idiocracy Show. Okay, we're getting silly here because it's so serious. This is so, so depressing. I mean, you have a guy like Gary Haven come on. I'll tell you, very successful in business, very well connected. He's not dropping names, folks. I mean, he knows these people. And you got Bob Griswold and our guest coming up, Ted Brower. And they're all saying the same thing. You know, so what do we do? Let's say 65% of you in the audience say, you know, I find most of this to be believable. Well, let's take what you hear in the third hour, combine that with what you've heard in the first 2 hours, and how about going out on the street and being a missionary for the truth? When you encounter people, just look for the openings. You don't force the conversation. Hi, my name is Bob, and I want to talk to you about the New World Order. No, you can't do that. But what you can do is wait for that opening and seize that opening and kind of gauge where they're at. And you can tell, and if they're really kind of ignorant and into cognitive dissonance, just tread lightly, but open the door. As I discovered when I was fighting against the New World Order to save my property 12, 13 years ago, what I found, there are many windows into the New World Order. Many. And people will come through different windows, different doors. They'll all arrive, and we'll all end up with the same place. We're either going to win this country back, or we're going to end up in FEMA camps. Or we're going to die in battlefields. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And those first 2 hours have my head spinning. I said I was going to sleep under the covers. Well, now I think I'm going to try to sleep under the foundation of the house tonight. That's the only place I feel safe. But anyway, we have Dr. Ted Brower on, but before we join Ted, Ted has been coming on regularly, and we'll continue to do so because we value his input. But I have a major show announcement. If we had music here rolled out, dun, 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 I won't wait. Okay, that's the music. Drum roll, please. There you go. Well, beginning next week, Dave Hodges and Joe and Doug Hagman are combining forces for the third hour of our show. So it'd either be Joe or Doug, or Doug or Joe, or Doug and Joe, or Joe and Doug will be joining me regularly in the third hour, and we're going to do news and comment, and we'll probably have an occasional guest that will bounce questions off from both angles, and I think I'm so excited. We have a lot of crossover audience between Doug's show and my show, but we don't have a big crossover audience. I think it's a big world. There's plenty of room for everybody, and we're really looking forward to having new listeners join us here at the Common Sense Show that listen to Doug and Joe every night. And this is going to be incredible. Anyway, very quickly, I want to mention healthmasters.com, and you're going to be talking to the owner of Health Masters in just a moment. Healthmasters.com has a, excuse me, here as I'm all choked up over what we're doing, but healthmasters.com, okay, drink of water time. But anyway, they have a great special called Day 5. That's the coupon code. And what you need to do is when you go order your products, which you do need to stock up on, just like you stock up on food, because the pharmacies ain't going to be open either, you can take 5% off your order. And Ted will tell you all about that when he comes on. But we have the Health Masters Day 5 discount. I'm just so excited to bring that to you because as you know, and you've heard me on the show, that Ted has nursed me back to health with a couple of things. He's done the same thing for Doug Hagman, and it's just been a terrific thing. And Health Master is really, I mean, I call Ted before I call my doctor. I think that pretty much says it all. And I like my doctor. I've had him for over 20 years. He's a former sports doctor and well-connected, and he's taken pretty good care of me. But I don't like the cut it out, burn it out, poison it out is the first option. So this is why I always call Ted. And healthmasters.com, and if you haven't been up there on the website, it's kind of like Bob Griswold's. I mean, there's so much there, you could spend an eternity there kind of filtering through all the great things he has to offer. And I want to remind everybody, too, again, about Numana. And Numana, if you don't have your storable food, it could be too late tomorrow. I mean, they could poll something at the debate. If you don't think that's possible, you haven't been paying attention. And I'd recommend you go up to numana.com/Hodges and see what's there. And if you can only order a week, order a week, order a month, order 6 months. I have significantly more than that. You need to have as much as you can get, because there's going to come a time in this country when we're going to be on our own. If Gary Haven's right and there's an EMP coming in our future, the only ones are going to survive. Food, water, guns, and ammo, and lots of allegiances from your neighbors. That's what's going to take to get through. Anyway, that's enough of the preliminaries for this hour. Again, want to thank Steve Quayle for sponsoring the show, and as well as Bob Griswold, ReadyMadeResources.com. And now let's get to our main featured guest for this hour, Dr. Ted Brower. Ted, it's always great to have you on, man. I'm so glad that you called me when you were hosting, our guest hosting over on GCN, because we've been such good friends ever since. I really appreciate having you on the show and knowing you as a person.
Thank you, Dave. I feel the same way. In fact, you know, that's how I really got to know you and Doug and a bunch of other people that I have on my show. It's been a real blessing. In fact, Joyce really stepped up to the pump and letting me run her show like that, you know, one or two times a week for like 6 months. And we built a huge audience on GCN. And then I decided to go with Daystar because of the time clock. I'm not Daystar, Global Star. Daystar is a TV production out of Dallas that I've been on multiple times. So it's been interesting. But I was on with Hagman this past Friday, a couple of nights ago, and we did 3 full hours on extraterrestrials, spaceships, fallen angels, the hive mind, Morgellons disease, how they're trying to change us genetically through epigenetics and through GMO foods. And just a few highlights of that show from a nutritional standpoint, there's hardly any incident of Morgellons disease in Europe. It's almost non-existent. And the physicist from Germany that I was quoting on the show on Friday night said that the reason that's happening, apparently, that he thinks, is the fact that they're giving us all of these GMO foods, which are changing us from a genetic standpoint in the United States, and the epigenetics is just forcing this massive change, plus this huge incidence of autism that we have in the U.S. now, with by 2025, they're saying 1 in 2 boys will be autistic who are being born. By 2035, all boys will be autistic. By 2036, 2037, all girls will be autistic. And I covered why the New World Order is doing that on Friday night. We can cover some of this stuff tonight. We also talked about the impacts of glyphosate and how they're basically causing cancer in so many different people, and how documents now that have been released to the Freedom of Information Act have proven it causes multiple types of cancer. How glyphosate can actually disrupt your DNA function, actually causing medical chaos in the form of multiple diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Also, we talked about how hundreds of thousands of babies are now being put on antidepressants and psychotropic drugs. I'm talking babies, and I'm talking about 4 and 6 month old children that are putting on psychotropic drugs, and why the New World Order is doing that, and why they're doing everything they possibly can to kill us. Now, just to bring you guys up to speed, we talked about Roswell, we talked about Truman and Eisenhower and Kennedy, and some of the other alternative theories as to why Kennedy was murdered and assassinated. And I told everybody, I said, you have to wrap your head around the fact that we're not the only species in this universe. The Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us that there's angels and there's demons. And according to Russ Dizdar, there's multiple types of angels, multiple different kinds of angels. And so I believe that also, and the Bible tells us that. And so as Christians, we have to understand that there's been this massive cover-up since the 40s. When the Germans and the Nazi scientists were using their Beryl maids, were actually connecting with these interdimensional entities, and some of them aren't always interdimensional. They can manifest themselves in our dimension. So it's something that we need to realize, that these angels and demons and fallen ones and these quote-unquote, Preston James calls them the lesser gods, because, you know, with a small g, are there, and they've been around for a long, long time. Something built these ancient structures on this planet before, you know, this current generation of mankind with Adam was here. We know that. We date that back with carbon dating. It goes back a long, long time. So as Christians, we have to put our head around this and say, hey, they're not going to be able to pull this on me and tell me that these alien beings produced us or created us. And that's what the History Channel is trying to tell us now, that we were manufactured by
aliens. I've seen that, yes. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if you read the book by Fred Bell, who was killed the day after he spoke to Jesse Ventura about space-based weapon systems, who is also a physicist who worked with NASA, Dave, he also said he helped build the Star Wars space-based weapons platform that could lay waste to entire cities. And then he was dead the next day. And we can talk about that in a moment, too. But in one of his quotes into the book, he says that when several of these ships crashed, some of the ships were filled with human body parts and remains, as if they were on some kind of scavenging mission. And then these aliens basically said that they had created us when they were captured, some of them, according to Fred Bell. Now, some of this may be so far out there for some of you guys, you think this is all nutty, which it could be. I don't know. This is Fred Bell's. He's dead now. He can't defend himself. He was a really nice guy. I've watched him on videos.
You know, we should tell people who Fred Bell was related to, Ted.
Art Bell. Yeah, Art Bell from Coast to Coast. Brother.
Yep.
And when he started Coast to Coast. And what was interesting, he said that the aliens lied, and they said that they had created us, but they had to be here to try to use our DNA because their species was going extinct, and they were trying to gain knowledge from our DNA and harvesting us. Well, that's ridiculous, because if they created us, they wouldn't have to worry about trying to use our DNA. They could just fix themselves, because they're not the creator God. They're not Yahweh. They're not Yeshua. And so it's interesting when you stop and you look at what we talked about on Friday night for 3 hours, and I thought, wow, this is some crazy stuff. But I really, Doug asked me to go into that because I've been doing research on that for many, many, many years. And you have to realize the Bible tells us there was a war in the heavens, and Lucifer was cast down to our lower dimensional levels on this earth. And he's the god of this planet, according to the Bible. And these Satanists that are running this planet, who are his minions, that allow his demon entities or spirits or whatever you want to call them to infect them and to possess them, I believe, like Hillary Clinton has done. Basically, these beings are in charge of our earth. There's no other reason for the wars, because they're like energy vampires. They suck energy from negative emotions and negative frequencies. I can do the whole show with you guys again, but it takes 3 hours. Or just listen to Doug's show from Friday night if you want to hear more about this in really minute detail. So we go into a lot of that on Friday night. But the thing we need to do now,
Ted,
is...
Ted, let me add in a different perspective here and get your reaction to this. My dad, as you know, worked with captured German scientists, and then he was a project manager for the translation of some of this technology into applicability. You know, in other words, go live, go from the lab to live usage. And I asked him one night, I said, do you believe there are extraterrestrials visiting here? And he said, you know, I have no idea. He said, I haven't seen anything, been told anything official, haven't met any. But he said, I will tell you this, every German scientist I worked with, although they said they never personally met ET, they were told to a person this is where their technology came from. And some of their technology was 200-300 years ahead of us.
That's right.
The war had gone on another 6 months. They might have won the war. So, you know, what's your reaction to that?
I believe your dad's telling the truth, and I believe the German scientists are telling the truth. I mean, Paul McGuire talks about that in detail, and how these interdimensional entities contacted the Viril Maidens and gave them all of this advanced technology, and they wrote it down. They gave it to the German scientists. I also believe that they back-engineered several spacecraft. I believe that also. I also know the United States has done the same thing, according to the book The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso. He goes into detail on how the United States has back-engineered spacecraft and got a lot of the current technology from these spaceships. Now, Colonel Corso waited 50 years after he was involved in this until his clearance cleared as a full-board colonel to write this stuff. He was an older gentleman when he wrote it. He had no axe to grind. And I found out about his book through Helluride, who was former Canadian, I think was the defense minister up in Canada. And he was basically trying to figure out what all these spaceships were, these flying saucers, these UFOs, we call them, were in the skies. He finally wrote the book, The Money Mafia, about how the Rothschild banking cartel is controlling all of this. And then he goes into detail about The Day After Roswell. And that's how I found out about that book. And then I went ahead. The book was written 20 years ago, almost now. And so it was a New York Times bestseller when it was written. And his top generals told him, Telluride in Canada. Remember, he's a cabinet-level officer, that every word in the day after Roswell was true, and the top generals he confided with in the United States told him the same thing. Now, we know that the Vatican has Project, you know, the telescope Project Lucifer, out there close to where you are, Dave, and they're looking into the sky, and they're expecting the return of something, and they've pretty much told us that. And I believe that these entities, or whatever they are coming back, and Wernher von Braun said that they're basically going to plan on doing a giant hoax on the human race with Project Bluebeam, in which they're going to say these entities come back and they're benevolent, and that the whole Earth has to unite to basically stand against them. So there's some crazy stuff going on there, Dave, but all I know is this, that these interdimensional demons, or whatever you want to call them, if some people call them archons, the Muslims call them the jinn, the Christians call them demons, that these things are real. They've been around for a long, long time. A lot of people believe that they're the disembodied spirits of the beings that were destroyed on the flood. There were the Nephilim, the monsters, the hybrids that have been created here by Lucifer and the gang, his fallen angels. So the whole thing is kind of crazy when you stop and you look at what's going on the planet, and how evil everything has become, and how they're intentionally giving us food that poisons us, shots that poison us, drugs that poison us, all of these things that we're going to talk about tonight, as far as all the garbage they're putting into our bodies, and they think it's okay. And why do they think it's okay to have 100% of the children autistic? Well, Fred Bell says that they had the Joshua group got together. I don't know if you've heard of that group or not. Back in the 40s and 50s, they were put together by one of the presidents, and they were all the group of top leading scientists, and they felt there were only three things that we could do. Number one, we could blow holes into the upper atmosphere and the ionosphere. For what reason, I have no idea. Help vent atmosphere or some nonsense, which they did. They did. They blew a bunch of hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere, which is crazy. You remember all that. And they weren't sure if they would vent all the atmosphere off the planet and destroy the Earth when they did it, but they did it anyhow, just to see what would happen. Sometimes you wonder, these guys, are how psychologically deprived these people are. Somebody must have dropped them on their head when they were a baby or something to do stuff like this. The second thing, they said they built deep underground caverns and bases to ensure the survival of the United States and the human race. And third, they said to start to recolonize using the retro, basically back engineer the technology they've acquired and start going into space and setting up colonies. Now, this is from Fred's book, and this is what the Joshua group had decided to do. Now, DARPA broke their relationship with these guys, I believe it was in 2002. So this whole thing's nuts. And what Ray Kurzweil wants to do, he wants to build a supercomputer, which basically will be a Luciferian model that will allow us to be connected into this hive mind by implanting microchips in us through smart dust, neural dust, which they say they're already doing through chemtrails, and using the Morgellons as an antenna, which attaches itself to your central nervous system, which will basically be able to give the energy and the frequency of our bodies into this internet grid that we're all being hooked into to create what's called a transhuman, to basically meld us with machines to create a singularity and to allow us to transform into a hybrid-based plant machine. Now, this is all stated objectives of the guys out there at Singularity University and Kurzweil and these guys. So this is what is happening right now with the spraying that they're putting on us, the chemicals they're putting in our foods. They're changing us genetically. And again, the people in Europe who don't eat the GMO foods, they have very little of the Morgellons, and now they're doing everything they can to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which has been the big objective for Obama, that and the Pacific Partnership, to force our GMO foods into Europe. So if you don't hear me say anything else tonight, friends, listen to me, please. From a health standpoint and an immune system standpoint, it seems as though that this Morgellons has a tendency to affect people a lot more when they've been heavily immunized with a lot of mercury in their system. It also seems to affect people who eat a lot of GMO foods. So I suggest that you don't do any immunizations, which I don't agree with anyhow, and that you get off the genetically modified foods as best you possibly can. Eat only certified organic. Also, you need to be taking at least 12 to 13 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day, 2 to 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, a tablespoon of black, B-L-A-C-K, seed oil every single day. And also, you need to be taking D3, K2. Never take D3 by itself. Always mix it with K2. Because it prevents calcification of the arteries that way. And those supplements are so important. You can also take astragalus too. That's another good one. But for your immune system to stay strong, you have to take these supplements every single day. I do that, and we stay super healthy. Now, guys, yeah. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. But it's just part of it. The food we're eating right now, especially in restaurants, is genetically designed to kill you. It's basically, a lot of it's actually labeled as pesticides because it has pesticides tied right into the DNA of the plant itself. So when the insects bite it, they die. But these numbnuts couldn't figure out that honeybees are also insects, and when they're trying to pollinate this stuff, they ended up dying too. And so now we're having this mass extinction of honeybees, which is, you know, Einstein said if that continues, it'd be like the last generation of people on the planet because the food can't get fertilized. Dave, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right. And Ted, you're like a walking encyclopedia of medical knowledge. But I want to go to something that we've never really explored any depth in this show, and it has my attention. And here's what has my attention. I have learned, and I haven't brought it up probably for fear of ridicule. No, I'm not really afraid of being ridiculed. You know me better than that. But I haven't brought it up because I thought there's credibility issues here with the story, except I'm getting it from some pretty good people. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are devout believers in UFOs. In fact, when Bill Clinton went to Washington when he was elected, he told Vince Foster, I want to know two things, and I'm going to put you to work on it. Number one, I want to know who killed John Kennedy and why. And number two, I want to know the story about ETs, UFOs. And some people think that Foster was killed for what he found out for one of those two things. That's one theory. I know there's other theories working out there on this. And Jim Mars, one time in an interview several years ago, told Andy DeRiso and I, you really can't understand the New World Order unless you understand the place the New World Order has in connection to people who are off-planet. And let's just put it this way. I'm getting bits and pieces here and there. And people are even reticent to admit this to me because they probably don't think I'll take it anywhere. But I'm going to throw it out there. Hillary Clinton is a devout believer in aliens coming here. In fact, one source I have said it goes so far as to she knows the New World Order, the Bilderberg, takes orders from them. Now, I would tend to twist this into fallen angels and taking orders from Satan, and that part I can buy. What's your reaction to that?
Same as yours. Catherine Austin Fitz, I believe her name is, she said there's an off-world agenda here. And she said the same thing is going on, that the New World Order is basically taking their marching orders from these entities and these aliens, I guess you'd call them, or fallen angels or demons. I mean, just pick your name. And guys, don't get hung up on a title here. Just remember, God doesn't have to clear it with us if he makes another species in the universe. He doesn't have to come to us and say, oh, by the way, I made this person over here who's not really a person, but they're a different species. I just decided to do something else genetically here. He doesn't have to pass that by us to say, ask us if that's okay. He didn't have to ask us if it was okay if he made the angels and all the different forms of angels. He didn't have to do all that. You know, he didn't have to come to us and get an approval. So you got to remember, just because the Bible doesn't talk about it in depth doesn't mean it's not real. The book of Enoch was in the original text. And then I think it was 323 they pulled it out, the Roman Catholic Church did, because it talked too much about the fallen angels. By that time, the Catholic Church had already become heavily infiltrated with these archons or demons or whatever you want to call them. They've been called different names by different people for generations of times. And what happens is these guys simply are, like I mentioned earlier, just they're energy vampires. And for some reason, they've lost the ability to digest food properly, and they live on like photonic energy. And we produce light photons from our DNA and everything else that we have in our body. And also that's how our DNA talks to other parts of the bodies through light photons. And for the development of scalar waves. Now, we've talked about scalar waves on your show before, Dave. That's basically what allows us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind through Jesus Christ, the blood of the cross on Calvary, because the blood emits scalar waves, and basically Jesus' blood is what redeems us, which is what the book of Hebrews says. That's why I know this is this final cycle that's going to happen, because Jesus isn't going to come to die again. That's not going to happen. But we're going to have this final cycle is going to end up, and we apparently awakened here in the middle of this mess, and the bright smack dab in the middle of the opening of the book of Revelations. Now, Hillary Clinton, I personally believe she's demonically possessed. I believe that there are a lot of the people that are these sociopaths, psychopaths, whatever you want to call them, in the New World Order that are that way. I believe that these entities look for people like this to help them to fulfill their goals and their dreams. And then what they do is when they're in the middle of a sacrificial thing in which they, I guess, are sacrificing a human being or whatever, they basically get into an energy link and they can actually transfer energy between them. And that's what the Kabbalah bracelet's all about in Hollywood. We've talked about that. They learn how to get stuff from these entities who give them stuff in return. And it's like a mutual assured fulfillment. The problem is Satan's a liar. It's like these aliens on these spaceships were saying how they had created us, but they couldn't figure out how to fix their own DNA, which is just stupid, but that's what they said. So that's what they do. They constantly lie about everything. So we know that Satan's a liar. He's the father of liars. We know that he runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. That's what the Word of God says, which, or you could say, or to consume their energy. You could say that too. So the problem is they have to have permission to do this, because we have, our souls are the only real thing in this holographic universe that we have around us. I mean, our souls are real, but we have sovereignty in our souls. They can't do it to you if you don't tell them that they can. I mean, you have to give them permission. That's why it says if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. That's what the Word says. And so we all have to understand that. Tomorrow, what I believe, what I'm praying for, is I'm praying that Hillary Clinton manifests on national TV tomorrow night in the middle of this debate. I pray she pulls one of her little, excuse my language, bitch fits right in the middle of this thing and starts screaming and yelling and carrying on like she does, you know, with her staff all the time. That's what I hope happens. I know with Matt Lauer a few weeks ago, one of the guys who was backstage wrote an article, and she had taken all the cell phones and all the recording equipment away from everybody, and she chewed everybody out because basically she thought he'd overpushed her on the email list and what she'd done with the emails. And she went berserk and wanted him fired and was running around screaming and yelling and cussing at everybody, which is what she does. I mean, we've had multiple people who've been Secret Service agents now who have worked in that detail and have told us the truth of her personality and that she's just a lunatic. So I hope she does a little lunatic pitching an unbelievable hissy fit, you know, tomorrow night on TV, if the debate even happens. If we don't have a major false flag tomorrow, tonight, Dave, we've got to pray for Trump's safety also, because we don't know what these nuts are going to do. But let me read you this article. That this is one of the quotes out of this book by Fred Bell. And he goes, Kennedy issues an ultimatum. This is John F. Kennedy. At some point, President Kennedy discovered portions of the truth concerning the drugs and the aliens. That's how the sentence starts. The drugs were being run out of the Cambodian Triangle. I'm adding this to the CIA, who was funding their operations and their black op budgets through the Exchange Stability Fund by running drugs, which is what Chiang Kai-shek had told them to do in order to fund the black operations that they were doing. You can read this in the book Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Mafia, and the Vatican. Now, so they were pulling all this money out of Southeast Asia with drugs, selling the heroin in the New York nightclubs through the Mafia in the New York northeastern part of the United States, bringing it in the body bags from the GIs, in the caskets actually. Kennedy found out they were doing this, had enough of this, and he was going to expose them for this and shut it all down, and get also he was going to disband the CIA. So I'll start over again with his quote here, bring it up to speed now. At some point, Kennedy discovered portions of the truth concerning the drugs and the aliens. He issued an ultimatum in 1963 to the MJ-12. President Kennedy assured them if they did not clean up the drug problem in Southeast Asia, he would. He informed MJ-12 that he intended to reveal the presence of aliens to the American people within the following year and the plan to implement his decision. President Kennedy was not a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and knew nothing about alternatives 2 or 3. That's what I mentioned earlier, the building of deep underground bunkers and a colonization on other planets. Internationally, the operations were supervised by an executive committee known as the Policy Committee. In the United States, where they were supervised by the MJ-12, and in the Soviet Union by a sister organization. President Kennedy's decision struck fear into the hearts of those in charge. His assassination was ordered by the Policy Committee, and the order was carried out by agents of the MJ-12 in Dallas. He goes on to say the Warren Commission was a farce, which we know that's true. The Council on Foreign Relations members made up the majority of the panel. They succeeded in snowing the American people. Many other patriots who attempted to reveal the alien secret have also been murdered throughout the intervening years. That's another reason they say that Marilyn Monroe was killed, because her and Kennedy apparently were having some pillow talk there in their little escapades, and she was all upset about the alien thing, and she was threatening to go public with it too, and that's why they had her killed. And Kennedy, by the way, was livid that they had killed Marilyn Monroe. He never ordered that hit. That was done against his knowledge and by the CIA. And in fact, one of the CIA operatives who helped kill her was dying a couple of years ago, and he testified on video camera that he was the one who actually had done the injections on her and administered the drugs that had killed Marilyn Monroe. So all of this stuff ties together, and this super secrecy of the United States government, this ties together the Morgellons, the artificial intelligence, the nanocrystals, smart dust they were actually having us inhale. This is talking about why they're dumbing down the population so badly with the drugs, with the tricyclic antidepressants, the 5-hydroxyl, the 5-hydroxyltryptamine acts to build serotonin back up. That's a supplement. The tricyclic antidepressants and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they're giving us all of these drugs, not to mention the statin drugs, which make you incredibly stupid because it drops your cholesterol below 200, but then also makes your brain go to mush. And now they know that statin drugs don't work and they actually increase the risks of heart disease and hardening of the arteries. They know that. They know that cholesterol is not even linked to heart disease now. They know that the drugs they give you for chemotherapy in some cases kill the person who's getting the drugs within the first 30 days of treatment, and they actually die from the chemotherapy drugs. And they know that the chemotherapy is only like 2% effective. They know all of this stuff, Dave. These guys aren't operating in secret. They know what their own research says, but they don't care because it's all part of the global population reduction, which is one of the things that the Joshua Group said that had to be done immediately to reduce the population of the planet. So this is all about population reduction. I was speaking with Steve Quayle a couple months ago out in Montana. Had lunch with him out there, and he told me that they were spraying chemtrails so heavy over Bozeman, it was almost a joke. And when we went further west near Victor, Montana, they literally had 100 streaks over the sky. I've never seen that many chemtrails in my entire life. And everything's in a giant drought out there and fires everywhere. And Steve said it's all about reducing the food production to basically reduce the population. And he's 100% right, because that's the whole objective of this New World Order, is to bring the population down into manageable levels. So that's their primary goal. That's what all the stuff is going to be doing. And then they want to tie us into the hive mind and make us basically like the Borg. That's basically the easiest way to permit it, to make it so it makes sense to people who watch Star Trek. Turn us into like the Borg. We become, you know, autonomous creatures, but with a single mind, and we basically do the bidding of the Luciferian computer that's been programmed by the AI. I mean, it's crazy stuff, Dave.
A lot of what you're saying, I've heard. Yeah, let me tell you where I've heard a lot of this. It was about 8 years after my dad passed, and I was listening for the very first time. Never had heard the show before. Sorry, Art, I do think you're one of the greats in all of broadcasting history, but 1993, I'm listening to Coast, first time ever, and a guy named Vance Davis was on there, and Vance Davis used to be in the NSA, been on the show, was a friend of mine. He and I used to hang out a lot together when he lived in Phoenix. And Vance and I used to meet every Saturday for a couple of years, and he told me about how when he was being trained in the NSA, he was told there's a war going out in the cosmos between good and evil, and the evil guys, you know, the Satanists, they want the human soul to defy God. They haven't been able to basically crack the code. So Vance said that what they were going to do was destroy humanity. And they were going to morph humanity into something else since they couldn't control the soul. In 1993, he's talking about transhumanism before the word was even invented. So there's a lot of justification for, I've heard this before from another source.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that if you look up transhumanism on the internet, you're going to get all kinds of terms used with that and all kinds of videos you can watch. And you know, if you look up hive mind, you're going to get a whole bunch more videos on that. And so that's why I wanted to cover this stuff, because remember, they've already got satellites circling the Earth right now with just listening to everything that we're saying. They also know that, I believe it's 370 nanohertz, I believe it is the wavelength, the blue light, that if you hit somebody who has Morgellons and their immune system can't handle it, and you hit them with that particular frequency of blue light, that it will make the Morgellons grow into what's called exponential growth within 24 hours. And it will literally overtake the body with these fibers, turning us into something else. Now, they've already infected us with this crap, and they can do that to us with the Morgellons. And Carnicom did the research on this, and he found out about the blue light by doing the research on these fibers, which they had analyzed. And I saw this on another show on the History Channel when they were talking about Morgellons. They had these fibers actually analyzed by laboratories of every known substance known to man on this planet, and they couldn't identify the fibers because of what they are and how they're made. They're a trans-domain species. They actually took insect, plant, and like fungus, and they mixed it all together, and they made this crazy thing that's like this crazy spider-looking thing that's got turns from a larva into a spider in your body. And these people feel as though they got insects crawling under their skin with the Morgellons, and they start picking at themselves and pulling these fibers out of their bodies. And basically, they're calling it parasite delusionists or something like that. They put some other name up saying these people are nuts. But they're pulling these fibers out of their skin, and they can't identify them on the microscope. They're still saying they're crazy because they're saying they're itching, and they have stuff crawling under their skin. Well, again, the mercury really has a tendency to make this happen. And again, remember, when a child gets all of these immunizations, the mercury and the aluminum and all the other things in there, it's extremely painful for these children, especially when they go into what's called an encephalitic scream or a cytokine storm. It causes this encephalitic scream. And what can happen is these kids can just basically vacate their body. You've seen it. The parents I've talked to, so many people have autistic children, and they'll say, it's like my son was there, he was in incredible pain, something was wrong, and suddenly the lights went out and he was gone. He's gone. And what I'm left with is this shell that's basically non-controllable. And as the person gets older with autism, they become very hard to deal with in many cases because they're a full-grown adult with full-grown strength of an adult who basically can't control themselves. And so these, according to the physicist out of Germany that I quoted on Friday night, he said that these vessels from the autistic children were a much better vessel for these parasites to inhabit, because they didn't have to worry about the person trying to get them out, and that the soul would actually depart the body if it was enough pain. And of course, we've seen this with Russ Dizdar, the stuff that he's talked about in his book, The Black Awakening, in which the German concentration camps with the MK Ultra groups there would work with splitting people's personalities and fracturing their personalities. And it's because the pain was so bad being tortured that they would basically displace themselves and go somewhere else. And that's what this physicist said too, who's also German. He said that the bodies get so painful with the stripping of the nerves of the mercury that these children literally, they depart their bodies, their spirits leave, their souls leave, and so you're left with an empty shell that's pretty much easy to be used as a food source, because the more pain they can create in the shell, the more photons are released, and the more these entities in these other dimensions are fed. Now, this is some crazy stuff. If it sounds crazy to you, guess what? It sounds crazy to me too. The whole thing sounds crazy. But from a scientist standpoint, knowing that we're photonic beings and we're beings of light, and that we basically release photon energy when we talk to ourselves inside of our body, and these Morgellons creatures that are inside of us, when you look at the research that's been done with Carnicom, they end up with having these crystal-like structures in which they have different ruby colors, crystals, et cetera, which can actually concentrate photonic energy like a laser does. So, Dave, we're in some weird stuff right now, buddy, and I tell you what, this whole planet has got to be reeling from this, because this Luciferian group, in fact, even David Icke, who's completely non-Christian, when he writes in his book, you can read his book, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, it's like 800 or 900 pages, but it's a pretty good book. It's got some really interesting stuff in it. I'm not agreeing with everything because David's not a Christian. But what he says is this. He says every time he gets to a major player in this field, every single time, it turns into Satanism. It turns into the sacrificing of children. It turns into sodomy. It turns into Aleister Crowley and all of the weird stuff that he did. This is what it does. And this is exactly what Ted Gunderson said. He said when you dig deep enough into this hierarchy, it always goes into human sacrifice and Satanism. So now here we have people that are Christians, FBI head guys from like Ted Gunderson was for LA County, and David Icke, who's an internationally known author, and me and you and everybody else is talking about this now, saying it always goes to the evil side of humanity, and we know that Satan is the father of lies. Jesus straight called him out in the book of John for who he was and who these people were who were about to have him crucified. And so Jesus knew who they were. Jesus understood this. And he understood what Babylonian money magic was. That's why when these guys were in the temple selling their doves and pigeons and ripping people off, he picked up a whip and started beating them and flipped over their tables and ran them out of the temple, because he said, you've taken the house of God and you've turned it into a den of thieves. See, that's what these guys are. This is the international banking cartels. You know, you call them the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is what these guys do. And all these guys do is run around using their fiat currency to build huge, huge financial assets. And they basically buy up the New York Stock Exchange, which is what they've done, and which is what they did in Germany. And this is why Hitler hated them so bad. He hated the international banking cartel. That's one of the biggest reasons that, you know, he didn't like the Jewish people, because a lot of these guys in the international banking cartel were Jewish. And so he basically wanted to make all the Jews bad, which is nonsense, because it's simply not true. But the bankers, they're really part of this package. And in the Rothschild, if you read the book, The Bloodlines, they say in the book that Rothschild actually has a place setting for Lucifer at dinner every night, and then approximately every 37 years he manifests and tells them what the next course of human events are going to be. Let me read you this. This is an article. It says, who really controls the world? It says, the four horsemen of the banking apocalypse. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo own the four horsemen of the oil: ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, BP, Amoco, and Chevron Texaco, in tandem with other European and old money behemoths, including the Rothschilds, who are the primary ones. But their monopoly over the global scheme does not end at the edge of the oil patch. According to the company 10K filings to the SEC, the four horsemen of the banking are among the top 10 stockholders in virtually every Fortune 500 company. Every Fortune 500 company. Now they completely control 450 of them. It is well known that in 2009, of the top 100 largest entities in the world, economic entities, 44 corporations, the wealth of these families, which are among the top 10 shareholders in each of these, is far in excess of national GDP in economies. In fact, total GDP for the world is around $70 trillion. The Rothschild family wealth alone is estimated to be in the quadrillions of dollars. I think it's 1.3 quadrillion, which is thousands of trillions. So in the case with the Rockefellers, who were helped and provided money all along by the Rothschilds, remember, the Rockefellers are controlled by the Rothschilds, just like J.P. Morgan was and just like George Soros was, because these are the guys who print the currency. It goes on to say the U.S. has an annual GDP in the range of $14 to $15 trillion, which pales in insignificance before the wealth of these quadrillionaires. With the U.S. government and most European countries in debt to the elite, there should absolutely be no doubt as to who owns the world and who controls it. To quote Eustace Mullins from his book, The New World Order, quote, the elites rule through their U.S., the U.S. through their foundations, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Federal Reserve System, with no serious challenges to their power. Expensive political campaigns are routinely conducted with carefully screened candidates who are pledged to the program of the New World Order. Should they deviate from the program, they would have an accident, be framed on a sex charge, or indicted in some financial irregularity. That's what Trump has to be very, very careful of, because remember, he's not a member of the secret societies, Dave. He's not a member of Skull and Bones. He hasn't been in a casket naked with another guy going through their rituals up there. I mean, all these crazy things that these whack bags do. So the truth is, you know, we've got an opportunity right now, if we can get Trump in office, which I believe, I hope they can't get to him too, Dave, that'll basically get somebody in the White House who hopefully can expose some of this stuff. But this shadow government that got started really back in 1934 with the taking over the Treasury by the Exchange Stability Fund and the seizing of the gold by FDR, if this shadow government has gotten, you know, that much power at this point, especially with the NSA and the CIA, there's a high probability that Trump would have a very difficult time in even getting access to these files, because I don't think Freudian slip. I don't think Clinton, this is Bill, I don't think he ever got full disclosure of what was going on with the aliens. And I don't think Hillary has it either, but they are fascinated by it, because again, as Luciferians, which they both are, they both worship these entities and what they do. So I believe they really would like to get full disclosure. And I personally think it's ridiculous that they don't tell us the truth, that we are not alone in this universe, which is complete nonsense. They tell you that when you say something like this, you're a conspiracy theorist, and then they put you in a little short bus. It's ridiculous with all the research that's been out there now, and we know that the Bible very clearly tells us that we are not alone in this universe, and it goes into multiple accounts of angel encounters and angelic beings in the New and the Old Testament, so we can't pretend like it doesn't happen and it's not real, Dave.
Genesis 6, I agree. Listen, when I look at this subject, it's beyond me, but I will tell you what I know about the Vatican here. There have been quotes that have come out of Mount Graham, I believe it is, where they have their telescope. And they've made statements to the local press here, and they have said things that, well, the Pope said this last year. He said, well, if E.T. comes to Earth, I'll baptize him.
That's right.
And the Catholic Church talks like it's a reality. So there's something to this, but I can't. Listen, I can get my mind wrapped around Executive Order 13603. Mm-hmm. I can understand your explanations for what's wrong with statin drugs and why we shouldn't take them. This is a topic I have some knowledge on, but I don't feel like I'm an expert. I can't wrap my mind around it. And I darn sure don't know the entire truth, but I would err. Let me tell you this. I'll get your reaction to this, Ted. I don't think they're coming from Mars or Pluto or Alpha Centauri. I think they're extra-dimensional, satanic beings working for the you-know-who who lives in the underworld. And it's just an extension of the same war that humanity's been embroiled in forever.
That's just as good an explanation as I could have given. I mean, it's just we're the problem is it's like William Guy Carr wrote in his book Pawns in the Game, and this is interesting. Everybody needs to read that book. It's free online. You get it as a free PDF download online. Pawns in the Game, like a chess pawn, P-A-W-N, Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. And he was a military officer in World War II. And he talks about why Stalin was given half of Europe at the end of the war and how Stalin and Russia actually won the war because of their conquest of all these countries, which they had no business taking over. Now, what was interesting about that, he said there were two Satan groups in Europe operating at the same time. One was running the Rothschild banking cartel, which was controlling England, which basically financed Hitler, which is true, guys. You just look it up. And what ended up happening is Hitler went off the chain and figured his Satan group was better than their Satan group, okay? And they got these two groups that are both worshiping Lucifer that are competing against each other. And that's why it happened the way that it did. And that's one of the reasons that Hitler basically tried to do a treaty with England. If you remember, with Dunkirk, he let 500,000 of their troops go because he was saying that he was still under the treaty with them and he did not want a war with England because they were basically trying to serve the same purpose. Now, whether all that's true or not, I don't know, but William Guy Carr sure thinks it was true. And if you read that book, he'll go into detail about this, the New World Order, and the book's completely free. The other book, the other video you can watch, which is excellent, is called JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. And it goes into detail of what happened with the Bushes, the Harrimans, with the Smedley Butler, with all of the things that happened in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, all the way up to 9/11, you know, 2001, as far as the actual people who were involved and why they were doing what they were doing and why they basically felt it was necessary to kill John F. Kennedy and to try to kill Ronald Reagan. It's a phenomenal video. It's like 3.5 hours long. So take, you know, just prepare to do it either in segments or just take a Saturday or Sunday afternoon over with and try to watch it. But it's phenomenal. And I remember Alexandra Bruce, who has the Forbidden Knowledge website. She's a friend of mine, and she knew this guy. In fact, she's the one who broke that video on her website to like 100,000 subscribers. And then immediately that guy was threatened and went into hiding, disappeared. It just disappeared, never to be heard from again. No one ever knows what happened to this guy, the guy who did that video together. In fact, the guy who had done Loose Change, he got hammered pretty hard, too, after 9/11. So the whole thing about the New World Order is right now they're in this full-blown panic mode because they've got a guy called Donald Trump who won't shut up and who doesn't want to play their game, who basically is telling the people the truth. I mean, he's already talked about immunizations causing autism. He's already talked about GMO foods. He's already gone, he wants a lot of this stuff disclosed, and he wants people to know what's going on. And the truth is, we need to know. And this is what I told people on Saturday, Friday night on Hagman's show. And please, when you get a chance, listen to the whole 3 hours of that if you're interested in this topic. The whole thing is this. We have to be at a place from a spiritual standpoint as Christians that we understand that if the Pope suddenly says E.T. showed up yesterday, that we don't flip out and lose our faith. You can't let that happen. These interdimensional entities and these whatever they are, these other beings have been around for a long, long time, and that did not affect the fact that Jesus Christ came here, Yeshua came here, the Yahweh came here. He came here to put a stop to this mess and this constant, never-ending world that's being run by Lucifer and his gang down here to put a big quit on it because he don't want to mess with it anymore. Because remember, you know, Lucifer was a created being. Yahweh made Lucifer. We got to understand that, because Yahweh is the creator, and Lucifer was one of his top guys, apparently a top scientist that was working with God as a geneticist, as far as I understand it from a secular standpoint. And he decided he could just, you know, he kind of went nuts and went off the reservation, decided he could run the whole thing, and he got cast down. But remember, he's under our feet. He has no authority over us. That's why they hate Christians so much, because Christians have the authority to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, I'm covered by the blood of Christ. You can't touch me. I'm a Christian. See, other groups can't say that because they don't have that authority or that power. So Christians are considered open game by the New World Order, because we're the ones that have the truth and the light. And they know that we can defeat them if we go together in prayer in the aggregate, because we can literally change the very fabric of time space by the words that we speak and by the prayers that we issue, because of the fact that they're coming out as scalar waves, which are incredibly powerful sources of energy that basically can do anything to the holographic universe we live in. In fact, let me read you this is interesting. This is what scalar waves are. I mean, this is what Fred Bell said, because remember, as we discussed earlier, a scalar wave in itself timeless, but it is a vehicle for time. Secondly, it becomes infinite in the amount of time it can contain, because it is also of mind. Remember, all reality is made of linked thoughts of mind. It can be controlled by mind. It originates in present mind and can be directed to the past, the present, or future directions. However, we direct it towards the future, we need additional ingredient, acceleration, so that matter can, being transposed, can enter upon multiples of the fourth dimension, because the scalar waves is composed of energy, including that of the mind. It has mass and will respond to the principles of acceleration, or E equals MC squared. Another guy put it this way in the same book he quoted. He goes, a scalar wave is a moment of energy that flows from infinity. The past, the present, and the future can be felt and realized now, in this moment, which is, of course, what will be always be for you and me. And when we pray, we generate scalar waves from our mind. This is the power of prayer, and we literally change the very fabric of our dimension. And these interdimensional beings understand that, and they know that we can expose them when we do this, and we can take authority back on this planet, because they can only be here and dominate us if we give them permission to do so, because we have freedom of will, because our souls are sovereign, and when we say no, they've got to stop and leave us alone. That's why in alien abductions they have found, and if you look it up online, you just Google it, it sounds crazy, but it's what they say. If a person's a Christian and they get abducted and they call in the name of Yeshua or Jesus, they're immediately put back into their homes, back into their places of residence, and the abduction stops instantaneously, because they know who Yeshua is. They understand the power of Yahweh and Yeshua, and they're scared of them. See, that's what we as Christians have. We have the authority that God gave us through the blood covenant that he gave us with Christ. And that blood covenant is what continually redeems us, because Jesus, being omnipresent along with God, is still on the cross, but he's also on the throne of God. That's what it says with these scalar waves. They're all timed together. And what happens is his healing blood continuously broadcasts healing DNA to restore us back to Jesus Christ and back to God and to Yeshua and Yahweh. And what happens is, because we have that authority as Christians, these demons hate us for it, because they know that they're under our feet, that they have no ability to tell us what to do or to control us, because all we have to do is cry out to God and he'll come to our rescue. They got that. But the rest of the planet doesn't have that. That's why they want to get rid of Christianity. They've done it in Germany already. Now, if you're in Germany, years ago they made it so if you joined a church, you had to pay 10% of your money to the government, who distributed it according to who they wanted, which church to get it. And so everybody stopped going to church because they started pulling their tithe directly out of their paycheck from the government, like the IRS. And now they have like half of 1% of some of the cities and some of the countries in Europe go to church, especially in Germany. They've secularized it. This was done on purpose, because they wanted to take the authority of the cross away from the believer, and the power of the blood away from the believer, and the power of who we are in Christ Jesus away from the believer, because they don't want us going in and interfering with the fabric of space-time by praying in the aggregate, because it changes everything, Dave.
This is insurmountable. If we don't have divine intervention against this power that I think originates from Satan, we are totally lost.
That's right. So we have to pray. That's right.
If we, well, I don't even like talking about this.
It's weird, I know, but
because it's so much. I mean, I would rather square off against a corrupt senator trying to steal my property than I would deal with this issue.
I know. Me too, buddy. I'd rather talk about
maybe
Staten
this
drugs.
Is well, this is my cognitive dissonance.
Me too. I agree. So if you guys are having problems listening to any of this stuff, how weird it is, join the club, man. It's just all I'm trying to do is let you know that if the Pope decides to break this news next week that some ET showed up, that he wants to parade him around on national TV, it doesn't affect your faith at all. We already told you it was going to happen, and so therefore you don't have to worry about it because you've already got greater is he who is in you who than he's in the world, period.
The only thing I'd say is I do think the Pope has laid the groundwork. I wrote about this before, but now I have a little different take. I thought he was laying the groundwork for Operation Bluebeam, which would have been a fake alien invasion using technology and holograms and so forth to make us believe it was true and unify the planet under one banner, and that would be their card of last resort. And now that I'm listening to this, and I've read so much on this recently, I think Satan is making a play just to control the planet, and he's going to use the alien agenda after the New World Order is in place. That sounds nuts, but that...
It's all with the artificial intelligence. That's how it's Ray Kurzweil. It's all bringing it together under this. Remember that we, the people of the United States, gave away our rights to our politicians by electing them. We gave them away because they changed our rights without even asking us after they get into office. We've seen that. They have given over the power to do all of what they do to the military. The military has given it over to the CIA. The CIA has given it over to these black magicians. And these guys who control this holographic universe that we live in by their magic and their spells and their weirdo stuff and the energy field that they do. This is what all the pyramids used to be used for, too. We could do a whole show just on pyramids. I've become an expert on pyramids in the last 2 weeks. And so this is what the whole thing's about. It's all about transhumanism, tying us into a hive mind, bringing the artificial intelligence online to control all of us using the Morgellons antenna and the creation of this artificial cross-domain species animal they put inside of us all it's living to basically transform us and to make us something that we're not through transhumanism and also through epigenetics by changing our DNA for the future generations. And nothing else makes any sense. And even Google, the statistical company, they said that we're going to have a massive population drop in the United States in the next few years, and they don't give any reasons as to why. And maybe they're preparing us for a world war. But what I do know is they're going to pick on him tomorrow night and say he's friends with Putin. To me, that's great, because if Trump and Putin are friends, then Russia and the United States aren't going to get into a war.
I know. Ted, I got to interrupt you, but I totally agree with the Putin thing. We're out of time, my friend. Healthmasters.com, 5% discount. Coupon code DAY5, healthmasters.com. Great organization. I owe a lot of my health to you, Ted. Thanks so much for coming on. And don't forget, folks, next week, Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, the Hagmans and the Hodges joining forces. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks so much to everybody who joined us tonight, and we'll see you next week. Go out and have a great week. God bless.